and holiday greetings. I'm Sarah Bishop.
And I'm Jeremy Mullis.
And this is Adventures in Beer Tasting, the unofficial companion podcast to the 2019 Brewers Advent Calendar from Costco, where every day is Beer Day until December 25th.
How come you're always so drunk on Christmas, making merry by yourself with a paper bag? How come you're always drunk on Christmas? How come you leave me all alone?
Today it's December 4th, and we will be... Oh,
what's that? Howdy, neighbors!
Oh, Adam Brent!
What a surprise!
Hey, hi.
Are you recording again?
We are!
How fun! We just had a dog sled breakdown outside, so... Oh my goodness.
Well, you better come in.
Such a weird coincidence.
That is so strange. Well, you better join in on the podcast. You guys were so good last time. I think we should have you back on.
Well, it's our honor to be back.
We would be so honored.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, I think we better do it.
Let's do it.
All right. Okay, now today, it's December 4th. We're opening day four. That's day four of the Brewer's Advent Calendar. Ellen, would you like to do the honor since you're here?
Oh, I would love to. This one right here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh. You know if you see a candy corn in there.
Ooh, I like this can.
Looky there.
It looks very regal.
It looks
gold.
Oh, yep.
Wow, they're all gold.
Ooh, Sarah, what
do we got today?
This is the Memminger Gold Marzen Oktoberfest.
Okay.
So the Memminger Brewery is one of the most important breweries in the Memmingen region and one of the best in Germany. Convincing quality is the basis of the business. With a huge and complete range of first-class beer specialties, the Memminger Brewery meets the high demands of beer drinkers. The Marzen Memminger Gold is a golden beer with a beautiful head of foam that flows into the glass. This smells malty, spicy, and grainy. Remember that, tasters? The alcohol is 5.1% and IBU is not applicable.
As we'd expect from an Oktoberfest. So we did an Oktoberfest yesterday and we're doing another one today, so this will be interesting. Mm-hmm.
All right. Ellen, you want me to pour it open?
Okay, here it goes. It is a nice light, kind of a blonde, almost a blonde color.
Yeah, I would say. I'm going to have to go with gold in keeping with the label on the can. It is an accurately named beer, color-wise.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it has a looser foam.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit less thick.
Mm-hmm.
Loose, maybe a little more frothy, though.
Yeah, perhaps.
Loose, frothy foam. I'm not getting as much from the head as we did yesterday. I mean, from the nose.
Kind of a dull aroma, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the nose is not super strong.
Mm-hmm. However, the flavor definitely pops a little more than the Oktoberfest we had 24 hours ago.
Yeah.
Hmm.
There's an immediate hit of spice, I think, on the front of the can.
A little spicy.
Yeah.
A little bit of a texture mouthfeel.
I like the mouthfeel. I think that's just fine. If a little weak, maybe. I feel like the whole thing has a little bit of a barnyard herbaceousness that I'm not loving.
I feel that. Yep.
I almost feel a little bit of anise on the aftertaste. Just a little, like...
Oh, yeah.
Can you pick that up?
I'm picking that up as well.
You know, she's not wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Just a very slight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the tiniest hint of, like, caramel, but...
Yeah, tiny hint of, like, aniseed and caramel, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, overall...
Which is nice for the holidays.
Surprisingly, considering it's the same style, same region, pretty different from yesterday's beer.
It has a sweetness that, to me, is a little more sickly sweet, like a candy sweetness.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to the previous Oktoberfest, which had more of like a sweet potato kind of sweetness.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this beer is sweet, but not in a way that's as well balanced. I would say.
It's sweet and spicy in kind of all the wrong ways.
This is not looking good. This is not looking good for the Millinger Gold.
That's right.
All right, so we've had time to gather our thoughts. Let's get into the ratings. Ellen?
Yes, yeah, so this beer is, it's a little, to me, a little mediocre. You know, it's a little bit sweet, but not sweet in a good way. Sweet in a way that's not super well balanced. You know, it's, I was also thinking about the carbonation and kind of like the finish of this beer. And to me, it feels like it's a little flat. Like it tastes a little flat. I don't know if anyone else is picking that up.
Yeah.
I think the finish is also a little on the bitter side. You know, it's just not really knocking my socks off. So I'm going to go with a 2 out of 5 Jingle Bells.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks, Ellen. Brent.
Well, as always, my wife is spot on. To me, this beer feels like they took a very basic Pilsner and tried to dress it up with a kind of an injection of flavors, and it's very syrupy sweet, and you know, the spice feels kind of phony, and it just feels like they tried to put a dress on a pig. Bottom line, I feel like the Fraulein's would serve this to the tourists. I'm gonna have to give it a 1.5.
Ooh,
harsh.
Ooh.
I agree with you guys. I mean, it is, if you hadn't told me this was an Oktoberfest, I would have thought this was just a Pilsner. It's weak, it's kind of wimpy, it's imbalanced, thin. This is like the Bob Saget of beers, I think. It's like...
I don't know, have you seen The Aristocrats?
Well, this is a Bob Saget, Full House era Bob Saget of beers. There's nothing there.
We want Aristocrats Saget. We're getting Full House Saget.
No thanks. I give it 1 Jingle Bell.
Ooh.
Getting progressively harsher.
All right. The Memminger Gold. This beer starts out grassy and fresh, but ends on an overly sweet, slightly chalky caramel and aniseed note that leaves me thinking, is this actually Memminger's Fool's Gold?
Ooh.
I give it 2 JB.
Harsh.
2 JB. All right, wow. So I'm tallying it up. Okay, I'm getting a 1.62.
Ooh.
Ooh. A 1.62 as the final rating for the Memminger Golds.
Not good Memminger Golds.
Well, setting the low bar for this project overall.
Well, you guys, I'm so happy that you could come and join us again.
Yeah.
It's always a privilege to join our friends.
And
it's
such a privilege.
I'm sorry we had to end on this bitter note.
Hey, you're not the brewer. You're the podcast.
True.
We better get out there and help fix the dog sled.
Yeah.
Adventures in Beer Tasting. The unofficial companion podcast to the 2019 Brewers Advent Calendar from Costco is in no way endorsed by, affiliated with, maintained, authorized, or sponsored by the Brewers Advent Calendar or Costco Wholesale. All opinions expressed therein are those of Sarah Bishop, Jeremy Mullis, and or their guests. The Brewers Advent Calendar and Costco Wholesale bear no responsibility for their accuracy, legality, or content of this podcast.